Hello.
Good evening. My name is Kevin Sarmiento, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper,
No.
an advertising
No.
agency or media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? No?
No.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Are you with Republican, Democrat, or are
Republican.
you unaffiliated? Or some other
Republican.
Republican? Okay, thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Sorry?
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely? Okay, thank you. What is your age, if I may ask?
73.
73? Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
What's going in the right direction?
Right direction? Okay, thank you. Thank you for your answer. From the following, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, economic issues like taxes and government spending, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment.
Drain the swamp.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first one is David Jordan.
No answer. I don't know.
Okay, never heard of. Thank you.
No, never heard of.
Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Are you favorable towards him or
Favorable.
unfavorable?
Favorable.
Favorable? Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, very.
Very, okay. Ron DeSantis.
Yes, very.
Very favorable too?
Yes.
Thank you. Nan Cobb.
Nan Cobb.
Yes, Nan Cobb.
Favorable. Just favorable, not
Somewhat
very.
favorable. Oh,
Not just
okay,
right.
somewhat favorable. Okay, thank you.
Somewhat.
Thank you for your
Somewhat.
answers. What about Kate Farner?
Not heard of.
Never heard of. Okay. Kerry Baker.
Never heard.
Okay. Mike Levine.
Never heard.
Odie Owens.
Never heard.
What about Anthony Sabatini?
Never heard.
What about Mike Jordan?
No, never heard.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kate Ferner, Mike Levine, Nan Cobb, Adie Owens.
Nan Cobb.
Nan Cobb, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Nan Cobb?
Definitely will.
Okay, thank you. And from the same list of candidates, who would you be second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Kate Ferner, Mike Levine, or Adie Owens?
Mike Levine.
Mike Levine? Okay, thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed really much?
Gotten better.
Gotten better? Glad to hear that, by the way. Generally speaking, which come closer to your opinion? I'm going to be reading two options for you, okay? The first one is say, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to personal companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. The second one is bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Which one would you say it fits the most for you?
I would say the first.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about the President Joe Biden? The first one is, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second one is, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden, in his policies, I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proved that he is too old and not capable of being president. The third one is, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along. He has several mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself after Donald Trump wins. He should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Yeah, two.
The second one?
Yeah.
Thank you. As you might be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following come closer to your opinion? I'm going to be reading the first one for you first. And this one says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for politician office. For political office. Have Cody Baker just fill it as a Republican and pay the fee. The two of them would have faces off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull as fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. The second one would be, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Cory Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his action, and he's being sued for this. Which one of the two would you say fits the best one for you?
I guess two.
Okay, thank you. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate it as well, okay? The first one is, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Yes.
Would you say that make it more likely for you or somewhat likely for you?
Likely.
Somewhat likely, okay. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent. Would you say that make you somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely?
No, less likely.
Less likely, okay, thank you. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
No, unlikely. Is that less likely?
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, much less likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who has served on the Exusis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
That's okay. Likely. That's likely.
Likely? Somewhat likely? Okay.
Somewhat
a
likely.
A candidate who has a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Oh, very likely.
Very likely? Perfect. Thank you. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in the state government.
Very unlikely.
Very unlikely. Okay, thank you for your answer. A candidate who... Oh, sorry. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
No, highly unlikely.
Okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you and the local level, end quote.
I'd say unlikely.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group, A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
No, unlikely, very unlikely.
Very unlikely, okay. A candidate who only recently became Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Very unlikely.
Very unlikely, thank you. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like tyrant.
Laura, say the question again.
A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Oh, unlikely.
Unlikely, thank you. A candidate who has been sued repeated for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars for a college and refusing to pay for items possessed.
Very unlikely.
A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grillin and Gotti Borders.
Four guarded borders.
Yes, Gotti Borders. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, likely.
Likely? Okay. Somewhat likely or much more likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports term limits for members in the Congress.
Likely, very likely.
Very likely, thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobby suite for the big insurance company who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Very unlikely.
Very unlikely. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your answer. The next question is, you will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish the qualification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your politician belief?
Conservative.
Conservative, thank you. Would you say someone conservative or very conservative?
I would say very conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Pro-life. Strongly pro-life or somewhat pro-life?
Strongly pro-life.
Thank you very much. Okay, that would be concluded our survey. Thank you. Thank you really very much. We really appreciated your help and your time. You, sir, have a very, very nice rest of your day.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. I was like, I feel nervous where I was reading, like, shit that I should be actually reading easily. Fuck, no. But it's just because I'm nervous, bro. I have to stop being nervous when doing the survey shit. Fuck me.